been a tough water year in the region, especially in the long Klamath River Basin stretching from Upper Klamath Lake on the Oregon side down to the Pacific on the California side. One of many events in a year full of them, environmental and political, was the process of releasing extra water from dams into the Trinity River. The point was to get more water into the Klamath River because the Trinity is a major tributary of the Klamath. Like anything having to do with water in this year, it was a controversial move, one supported, at least in concept, by the Yurok Tribe. Troy Fletcher is the executive director of the Yurok Tribe and our guest here on the Jefferson Exchange. Troy, thanks for joining us today.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Sure enough, this is more than an environmental issue for the tribe, I would think. It's more like a cultural thing, isn't it?
Well, it's a cultural issue. It's a social justice issue. It's an economic issue as well.
So let's talk about the mechanics of the releases. How does extra water from the Trinity help fish in the river?
Well, the Trinity River is the largest tributary to the Klamath. And this year, there was the second largest run in river run projected to come back to the Klamath River. At the same time, we were in the middle of a tremendous drought. It was one of the worst drought on record on both the Klamath and the Trinity side. And so in order to protect the in river run, we, along with the Hoopa tribe and a whole host of others, requested the Bureau of Reclamation put more water down the Trinity River to protect fish in the lower Klamath Basin. So people understand, the Trinity River enters the Klamath River about 44 miles upstream from the Pacific Ocean.
44 miles from the ocean, okay.
Yes.
So that's a fair amount of Klamath that actually would get this the benefit of the additional river, the water from the Trinity.
That's true. And, of course, it already happened, earlier this year, several weeks ago. And we're happy to say we were able to avoid another fish kill similar to what happened in 2002.
Although we were marveling in the weather forecast about how stable the weather system has been, not necessarily in a good way for rivers and living things, because it really hasn't rained much lately. Has that been anything of a factor? I mean, because we're in this dry stretch again, I don't know if the run has actually peaked yet.
Actually, the run has. Actually, the action kind of happened, toward the end of August, and it ended about the 19th or so of September. So we were able to make it through the critical time of the year that we were concerned about.
What is the recent history of extra water releases into the Trinity? How long has the process been going on? I know we've talked to the guys at the Bureau of Reclamation about how it works, but how long has the process been attempted anyway to help out fish runs?
Well, the process happened about four times since 2002. Of course, in 2002, there was a massive fish kill on the Yurok Reservation in the lower Klamath River. The next year and the year after that, and then again in 2012 and 2013, we and the agencies requested additional water come from the Trinity to alleviate the risk of a potential fish kill. Nobody wanted to see what happened in 2002 repeated.
So it sounds like that really did make an impression on the right people.
Well, it did make an impression on the right people. We had to justify it using technical information that the Yurok tribe collected, and it was just one of those situations this year where a large run of fish coming into the river was faced with an extreme, dry year in the basin, and that's not a good combination.
What was the tribe's position on this year's releases? And I'm talking right down to the technical details of how much water, how many cubic feet per second, et cetera, how many acre feet, whatever the measure was. Was there a difference of opinion between what the Yurok tribe wanted and what the Bureau of Reclamation was willing to do?
The Bureau of Reclamation actually did what the Yurok tribe was asking. We've done studies, and I think we completed a study in 2010 by a former employee of ours, Dr. Josh Strange, and he's got a study that looked at a whole bunch of different factors associated with the potential of the fish kill in 2002, and the amount of water that we wanted released was about 2,800 CFS. Last year, I think there was a release of about 3,200, but our studies were supported about 2,500 to 2,800 CFS release, and the action by the Bureau of Reclamation was to put down a release that would end up with a flow in the Klamath River at Klamath of 2,800. That's the proper way to say it, I guess.
All right. At the actual community of Klamath was where you wanted to see the 2,800 cubic feet per second.
Yes. Yes.
All right. And so was the release, the releases were delayed for one thing. Tell us about the court action that, that went all on there for a while.
Sure. There was a request for a temporary restraining order and an injunction preventing the release from the San Luis and Delta Mendota Water Authority and Westlands Water District. And, of course, their interest in the Central Valley and on the Sacramento River. And their interest lies from the fact that about half of the Trinity water is diverted over to the Sacramento. And it's available for water use in the Sacramento for the Westlands Water District and the Mendota Water Authority, et cetera.
Which is a fairly typical story in California, that you got water going in a couple of different directions and ending up in streams and ecosystems where it wouldn't naturally end up.
That's a fact. And for the Trinity, we had a simple request. We wanted Trinity River water to be made available to protect Trinity fish. And it also protected Klamath fish as well, but Trinity fish are Klamath fish.
So what then happens, though? I mean, in the years when you do make these releases, you got this additional water, so you've got faster, cooler, and a larger amount of water in the Klamath River below where the Trinity comes in. What happens to the fish upstream in the Klamath in the main stem from there? Because they're going to end up running into a dam within a few miles, aren't they?
Well, they run into a dam about 190 miles from the mouth of the Klamath River on both systems, approximately. But what we were looking at doing was providing a little bit of protection for fish in the lower Klamath, because that's where the fish kill happened in 2002. The other thing that happens is that on both sides of the basin, both in the Trinity River Basin and the Klamath Basin, we have fish health assessment teams that go out. They track the health of the fish on a regular basis. And if they notice something, then there are provisions to try to trigger emergency actions. And if there were something that was noticed, then that would be another discussion with the Bureau of Reclamation and trying to trigger emergency releases potentially on the Klamath. That would potentially involve discussions with Pacific Corps and others.
And have there been such emergency releases on the main stem of the Klamath before?
No, there haven't. There were some releases in 2002 as a result of the fish kill that happened a number of days later, but there haven't been a need for the type of releases due to fish health conditions above Wichipec, above the confluence of the Trinity River on the Klamath.
All right. Was it expected as far as the court action went? I mean, there was no particular surprise, I'm thinking, that the water users group from the Central Valley did end up taking the releases to court.
Well, it's happened several times before. Flow releases from the Trinity have happened a number of years before, and we really haven't had to go through this type of court action. This court action happened because it was just a terrible water year all the way around, and there wasn't enough water to go around for all the commitments that the federal government has made. And so, as far as we're concerned, the trust responsibility to the tribe, the need to protect the fish, those were the priority, and we needed to do that. We were prepared for a court action, and we're grateful we were able to prevail in court.
It did delay the releases by, a week, though, right?
It did. It actually resulted in a little bit of savings in terms of the amount of water that was released. At the same time, we're grateful that we didn't run into the kind of conditions that we had in 2002, which resulted in a fish kill. So it was really an attempt to lessen the risk, and that risk was lessened. The longer it went in the season, the greater the risk.
We will take a short break and come back and talk more with Troy Fletcher, who's the executive director of the Yurok Tribe, about the Trinity River water releases, which appeared to have done the trick. They apparently did what they were meant to do by providing some additional water and cool water at that into the main stem of the Klamath River to help the fish run this year. We'll talk more with Troy and take your phone calls and emails if you'd like to join the discussion. Back on the Jefferson Exchange in a minute 10. It's 8:36 on the Jefferson Exchange on Jefferson Public Radio's News and Information Service. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thank you for listening. Here's a reminder, you can find us on the web as well as on the radio. That's ijpr.org or jeffexchange.org if you want to go directly to the Jefferson Exchange page. You find program topics and recordings and a look ahead to the next edition of the Jefferson Exchange at jeffexchange.org. We're also on Facebook and Twitter, and you can take part in our conversations as they happen. 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, by email jx@jeffnet.org. If you're just joining us, we're catching up to an interview that's already been going on for a couple of minutes. Troy Fletcher's our guest. He's with the Yurok Tribe as executive director, and we're talking about this year's releases of additional water into the Trinity River, which were designed to help out the large, expected to be large, fish run in the Klamath River. Of course, the Trinity is the major tributary of the Klamath River, and from what Troy's been telling us, it seemed to work pretty well. Any solid numbers on the size of the fish run, Troy?
We're still collecting that information. This year was an unusual situation. Not only did we have a large run of fish projected to come back to the river, but the fish didn't return to the river or didn't run in terms of normal run timing. So the August 15th to September 21st time period of concern where releases were provided from the Trinity River, we had a few decent runs of fish during that time period, but it's too early right now to determine what the overall in-river run size is. There's still spawning ground surveys being collected. There's still information being collected at Weirs. The Yurok Tribe harvest is still happening. The Hoopa harvest is still happening, and in-river sport fishermen are still harvesting fish. So we usually don't get final information until around January. So we'll see what it looks like. We don't think it was quite as many as was projected, but it's still yet to be determined.
So not a record run necessarily, but a good one.
It looks like it was a decent run. The conditions at the mouth of the river, because of ocean currents and other factors, fish weren't able to enter the river as they typically do. And this happens about once a decade, every so often, where ocean currents sand up the entrance to the Klamath River. It doesn't completely shut it off, but what it does is interfere with the ability of fish to acclimate to fresh water. And that kind of delays some of their run timing.
I can imagine there are just lots of people who've been out there at one point or another during this run taking a look at what's going on, because it seems like there are biologists and field workers from the tribes, from the state agencies, from the federal agencies, from environmental groups. It seems like there's probably lots of people out there collecting data on this fish run this year in particular.
The Klamath is well studied. There are tribes, state, federal agencies collecting information. We have fish health assessment teams that are collecting information. And then, of course, people collect information on the harvest from tribes and sport fishermen. So a lot of information being collected.
What's the response from you at the Yurok Tribe, though, to when you hear from the people on the other end of the equation, the people in the Central Valley, for example, who took the water releases from the Trinity to court to say, hey, look, you know, we're not going to get our water if you keep the water up there for the fish? I mean, so they can certainly tell their own story of hardship for their water users based on the water ending up in the Trinity instead for the fish. What's the response from the tribe to that?
Well, I think the response from the tribe to that is it's our water to begin with. And, you know, while half of the water goes over, you know, to the Central Valley from the Trinity River, there needs to be whatever amount of water is necessary to protect fish left in the Trinity Basin. This year was unusual, but it's not unforeseen. And Yurok have been working with other tribes and federal and other agencies for a long time to identify that there is a bigger need in the Trinity River, particularly for these types of circumstances. So my first response is, that's not their water, that's our water. And the second thing I'll say is, we do understand there is some type of economic impact, but that's because of the drought and other conditions. There is no way the Yurok Tribe could sit by and let a potential risk happen to our fish. And that's what this was about, lessening the risk to our fish.
Are there, do you have a situation like the Klamath Basin went through, the Upper Klamath Basin, where Upper Klamath Lake is and everything on the Oregon side, went through the adjudication process this year, and the Klamath Tribe ended up number one as the oldest water right in the region, therefore superseding all others. And the Klamath Tribe did make a call on the water this year, which stopped down some water going to farms in the upper basin in tributaries to Upper Klamath Lake. Has there been any process like that gives the tribes in the lower Klamath River similar standing?
There's not an adjudication process that's happened, but what has happened is that the Bureau of Reclamation issues water permits on the Sacramento side, and they've just issued a lot of water permits for a lot of water, more water than is actually available. At the same time, in 1999, 2000, there was a record of decision, and there was a congressional mandate under law for the Hoopa tribe at the time to concur with the decision in the record of decision, and Secretary Babbitt identified how much water should be put down the river for fish. The other principle that was key to that decision was the need to protect fish for the trust responsibility the United States has to the Yurok and Hoopa tribes. And that's the same foundation that was used to justify this amount of water released this year, was to protect the trust responsibility to protect the fishery resources of the two tribes.
So you were talking about the overpromising of the water. Has anybody ever pulled apart just in volume or whatever the measurements would have to be, how much water is promised and what kind of rain season would have to produce that amount of water? In other words, they got so much water promised, it would have to be a really perfect year, or could it be a year with a mild drought, perhaps?
Well, I think it's got to be a wet year or more. But if you go and look at the North Coast Journal and you go online, they did a pretty good article a couple of months ago that looked at kind of where the water goes and how much is permitted. And you'll see the type of water years that have to be maintained. And when you have a low or dry or even a normal water year, there's always the risk of this situation happening that there's just not enough water to go around. At the end of the day, the Trinity River is our river. The Klamath River is our river. We aren't drawing water from the Sacramento. The Sacramento is drawing water from the Trinity. And it's our opinion that the needs of the Trinity should be met first before the needs of other river systems.
And are you actually advocating for the ending of that pipeline from the Trinity to the Sacramento?
I think what we want to do is take a good look at the circumstances around the record of decision. We want to take a good look at how we do this in a more orderly fashion. Nobody likes to go to court on an annual basis. We're going to need to work with the federal agencies, the other tribes involved, and try to figure out a longer-term solution. So when fish are at risk, we can know that they're going to be protected.
Do you have to work on two tracks here, Troy Fletcher? In other words, do you have to think in terms of like what the releases will be for the Trinity and the Klamath system for next year, perhaps? Or are you thinking even broader than that at the same time, involving the Klamath Basin Restoration Agreement and the Klamath Hydroelectric Settlement Agreement? I mean, how does all that work together, and which direction do you move forward? Which is forward?
Well, we want it all, if that makes sense. And we're trying to tackle it all. The Klamath Basin Restoration, the Klamath Hydroelectric Settlement Agreement, they're key, and they're very important. At the same time, it's also very equally important that the Trinity River is taken care of, that it's funded fully for restoration activities, and that water is available for these types of circumstances. And so we are, like you said, working on two tracks. One is on the Klamath and one's on the Trinity. At the end of the day, the Yurok Tribe relies on both sides of the basin, and we're the largest harvester of fish in the Klamath Basin on Klamath fish, and so we can't afford to ignore either one. And so we've been working hard to try to restore everything we can, create settlements on the Klamath side, and we've been working hard on the Trinity side as well, as we do know Hoopa and others have been as well.
As you watch the process creep along, I know the Klamath Basin Restoration Agreement got signed under previous governors, previous county commissioners. You had the Klamath County Commissioners on the Oregon side this year withdraw their support for the Klamath Basin Restoration Agreement. And then, of course, Senator Wyden came in over the summer and said, what is proposed there is simply too expensive for Congress to consider passing. Let's do something different. And that gave rise to a task force, which has not yet delivered its final report. I mean, do you see lots of other twists coming before there's a final direction chosen for the way water is treated in the entire Klamath Basin?
I do think there are lots of twists. The one thing the Klamath Basin Restoration Agreement and Klamath Hydro Settlement Agreement does not do, they do not address issues in the Shasta and the Scott in Siskiyou County. They just address issues mostly in the upper basin when it comes to water. They address fish restoration throughout the basin, excluding the Trinity. Bottom line answer is yes, I think there's going to be a lot of twists and turns. The one thing I do know is that people in the basin who are affected by these issues feel passionately about these issues, and we're going to have to solve it, but we're not going to have stability in the basin.
Does the Yurok tribe have a seat at the table on the task force that that the senator and Governor Kitzhaber in Oregon put together?
Yes, yes. We've been participating in that. Of course, the government shutdown slowed that process up a little bit, but we look forward to getting that back on track. And I will tell you, as a senator identified in a news conference a few weeks ago, that we have made great progress and that we expect to be able to address the three issues that he put on the table for the task force to address.
And what are those three issues?
One was the cost, as you've mentioned. The other one is he wanted to address the off-project water issues. And of course, you just mentioned the adjudication and the impacts that the adjudication and reduction in water had to a lot of people. And then the third thing is the ability for off-project and project people in the Klamath Basin to get water at affordable power and at decent power rates. And that's the third charge, basically.
Right, so the power to actually pump the water at
yep.
a decent rate. Yep. That's been a big – that was a fairly big holdup pretty late in the game, wasn't it?
It's still a hold up, and there's still details that have to be worked out. I think the most important thing is that all of the original 42 parties to the Klamath Basin Agreement, excluding Klamath County, are still on board, are still holding firm to the agreement, are still working with each other, trying to solve these issues so we can try to get legislation passed that would require the implementation of the agreements.
Well, given the enormity of what's being talked about here, you know, trying to provide water for fish, trying to provide water for farms and homes, potentially taking out four hydroelectric dams from the Klamath River. I mean, this is not ever going to be a quick process, but have there been any surprises about how long it's actually taking?
Well, I think we've all gotten a lesson in the way legislation works in terms of timing and how things can change quickly based upon, who controls Congress at any one point in time. At the end of the day, though, we've got to focus on educating those members of Congress about the merits of the agreements. We've got to stay committed to our other partners, the Water Users Association, the off-project people that have agreed to move forward, the other tribes, the federal state agencies. And I think as long as we can hold that core group together and invite others in and bring others in underneath the agreements, that's the best way to show Congress and our elected leaders the path forward.
All right. That's the overall issue, the larger issue. Just for this year, though, it must feel like a success, though, that you got what you needed for the Trinity River fish and things worked.
It was a success. I think for the Yurok tribe, we're very proud of our tribal council and our fisheries program, who were able to, put the technical information on the table and at the court process and demonstrate what, the need fish had for increased flows.
All right. I want to thank you so much for joining us once again. Troy Fletcher is the executive director of the Yurok tribe, which obviously stood in favor of extra water releases into the Trinity River to help this year's salmon run. Troy, thanks again so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate it.
You bet. Pleasure to have you here on the Jefferson Exchange.